Hey guys, Michael Tozzoni here. Welcome to day 37 of CryptoLife 365. Kind of a fun day today. Got to fly around a bit. I'll post pictures on Facebook of the plane I took. It's a Diamond DA40. I forgot what the actual name of the plane is. But Diamond was a series of airplanes that a long time ago I kind of dreamed that I could buy because it was the first planes that had composite as opposed to aluminum for their construction. Unfortunately, now it's now that I've flown in one, it's okay, but it's not great. For instance, I can't pick up two people with full tanks of gas, but even though there's four seats in it, if I wanted to add a third person at that point, I'm only going to be able to fill out half tanks. Four people, I probably wouldn't be able to get off the ground. So the plane is kind of fancy, super, super expensive, but just does not really do much for getting around. It's really not that fast either. So, but for a trainer, it's nice. Autopilot really makes work a lot, not just a lot easier, but there's almost no work. Today I was practicing instrument flight, which was called holds. Essentially, it's a spot on the map around the radio station where you start flying around in ovals if you need to come into an airport and you don't have, there's too many planes coming in, so you need to park yourself in the air for a while. That's why it's called a hold. Or if you come to an airport and the runway conditions are really bad and you can't land up down there, so the air traffic tells you to go and hold for a while they figure out what to do with you. So effectively, it's you fly toward a radio station, then you do a long one-minute turn, then you fly the other direction, then you do another turn, then you fly back, and you just do that back and forth, which mainly I've been practicing to do manually, so it's maintaining my altitude, maintaining flying on a radio beacon, and then flying away from it to compensate for the wind. If I had autopilot, I would basically not do anything at all. I would just set my hold position into the autopilot, set my altitude, and I would just sit there and it would just fly me around in circles all on its own. So that part, I mean, it sounds kind of boring, but it was kind of neat trying to track a radio signal in the sky. I have a little instrument that tells me with a line next to my compass whether I'm flying too far left or too far right, and I basically have to kind of track it inwards and try to get the instrument in the center. But yeah, it was a nice flight. Besides that, though, I was able to come back home, catch up on quite a lot of work, signing more documents, because that seems what business has been recently. It's just signing documents, signing checks, mailing, signing documents, signing checks, mailing, signing more documents, signing more documents, and then signing more documents. But, yeah, whatever, it's not hard to work, just tedious, kind of boring. But at least I feel like I'm finally catching up on some stuff. Tomorrow's kind of part of same. I'm going to have to go meet with a mortgage broker to see if I can actually qualify for refinancing my current house despite not having an income. Or at least not an income that banks like I explained yesterday. And then after that, I'm going down to stay at my friend's and business partner's house for a couple of days. One of the things I'm hoping to do is see another property we are in the process of buying that we still have not seen, even though we signed a check, deposit check on it a couple of weeks ago. And also helping one of my tenants pack her stuff and move temporarily because she lives in a trailer house that is totally trashed at this point. Not by her, but just because it was built in early 70s before any of the codes were put into place for how to actually build these things. So her place is falling apart. There's holes in the walls. There's missing windows. There's really soft wooden rotted spots all over the place. It's not keeping any of the heat or cold inside, and it's the whole thing is just terrible. So we are replacing it with a new one, and in order to do that, we have to help her move out. Then while she's out, we have to totally demolish this one, put in supports and all the infrastructure for the new one, and then the new one should be coming in later at the end of this month, and then she'll be able to move out. Technically, we don't have to help her move, but this is one of those kind of take care of your customers, I'll take care of you kind of deals. So I'm doing a big favor for one of my tenants with regards to this. And then hopefully in return, I'll have a very loyal, long-term paying tenant. And a lot fewer problems going down the road as opposed to all the problems that the person whom we bought this property had. With regards to this whole CryptoLife 365 thing, there's been many times when admittedly, I just kind of not really in the mood or just couldn't really find a topic, but there are a couple of topics I could talk about, I guess. And sometimes it's a struggle to find something. But generally, like, what happens is I would think of an idea and I would actually go through it in my mind, and then by the time I actually get to sitting down to record one of these things, I either forget it or just kind of don't feel like it, I guess, with regards to that specific topic, or think that maybe it's not a good topic. But yeah, there are a lot of topics that I still could go over. One of the things I wanted to touch on was market charts. Specifically, it's called technical analysis for investing. So what these guys do, no, there's people who use this thing. What they do is they look at charts to see what the price of Bitcoin and other currencies or even stocks is doing in order to try to figure out where it's going. Regarding that thing, it's kind of a boring topic, but I'll probably cover it later. Another thing I still need to talk about is what I'm doing with my real estate and how I'm actually putting my Bitcoin to use with that. That's probably something I'll cover later. As well, I mean, definitely should cover that. Then there's some drama going on and with one of my coaches, not specifically with him, but in his life where somebody else screwed him. And there's definitely things I can talk about with regards to how I go about with evaluating people that I work with or people I meet and how I come to my opinions as to whether they're trustworthy or not. And actually how I, if they are or are not, how I deal with that as well, which that has helped me quite a bit as well, because I am very much a diplomat in regards to how to deal with people. But those are probably topics I'll be covering on later, so I'll definitely be providing more informative kind of lessons in regards to how to do what I do and how to do Bitcoin and business and success type stuff in general. But today, unfortunately, it's just been, I'm kind of worn out. It's been a fun day. It's been a busy day. Tomorrow is another day. So don't want to waste too much of your time anymore. So anyway, I'll get back to doing more of this tomorrow. Hopefully one will feel a little better about doing this whole thing. So, sorry about that, guys. Anyway, at least this thing is still free, except for the 10 minutes of your time that I'm wasting. Sorry about that. Anyway, I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye.